everyone, it's the Books and Breakfast team. I'm Yusra, 12 years old.
Hello everyone, I'm Nasir and I'm 11 years old. And today we have a very special interview.
Due to the coronavirus that all of you should know about, we unfortunately cannot be in the studio, so we have to use different platforms, and today we are using the Zoom platform, and that is a video calling platform, in fact. So unfortunately we cannot see these beautiful people that we are going to interview in studio. It's going to be on Zoom, so I do apologize if the audio or if there's feedback in the background that is probably interference. I'm really sorry for that, but nevertheless we are going to make this an amazing interview.
Let's get into it.
Today we will be having an interview with second year Master of Nursing in Child Nursing students who are studying through the Child Nurse Practice Development Initiative at UCT. We'll be chatting to them about their experience during the coronavirus pandemic and how they have been continuing their studies. We have four students with us today: Nadia Harris, Busisiwe Jama, Andrea Amos, and Ilieska Kraus. Can you please each introduce yourself and tell us where you are at the moment?
Okay, I'll start. My name is Andrea Amos, and I'm currently at home. I'm from Cape Town.
So my name is Ilieska, and I'm also from Cape Town and also at home.
Hi, I'm Nadia Harris. I am from KwaZulu-Natal. So I live in Durban and I'm also currently at home now.
Hello everyone, my name is Busisiwe. I'm from Eastern Cape in Amtata. I'm home now.
Nadia, you are currently in Durban. What has it been like with the coronavirus and the lockdown?
To be honest, it's been quite hectic. It's been very frustrating, because at the beginning we weren't allowed to go anywhere, so we were just confined to our spaces at home. Not many people were walking around at the beginning, so that I think was the most scary part, is like when you looking out your gate and you don't see anybody there. So it was quite hectic at the beginning, but as time went by we adjusted. We had to find new ways of entertaining ourselves, of keeping busy, because I think mentally this could affect you. So, yeah, it's been quite hectic for the past 2.5 months, but okay now.
Busisiwe, you are currently in Mthatha in the Eastern Cape. What has your experience been like there?
Like Nadia is saying, when we came back in March, when the lockdown had just started, it was quite quiet and very awkward, I must say. Like, even if you're going in the streets, you don't see any cars. It was just so quiet that we ended up feeling like something is really going on, with police and soldiers around that has to check us. And even if you're going to town, you have to account where you're going to or pretend to go back home. So it was quite awkward. But yeah, we got used to it, and with the levels changing, at least now it's kind of normal, though not really normal.
Andrea, what has happened with your studies as a result of the lockdown?
So with regards to the lockdown, when it was initially first announced, everyone who was not staying at home were instructed to go back home, and then we were going to start working remotely from home. So that means we were, as we're doing now, we're doing Zoom calls. So every morning we have our Zoom connects with our professor and our clinical facilitator. And then our research continued irrespective. So we are in pairs. Usi and Ades work together. Nadia and I work together. And then Ilieska is the only one currently working on her own. And so we would connect via WhatsApp calls or video or Zoom video calls as well. And then that's how we've been communicating, doing our group work together. And so each step that we have completed, we submit. So it's just our clinical work, which is the ward work that we can't do because we weren't physically in the hospitals, but we've been continuing with everything else.
Ilieska, what are you looking forward to doing the most after the lockdown?
The lockdown hasn't been all bad for me. And like Andrea said, it did give us time to do more work. But I am looking forward to seeing my family after lockdown, our wider family. I've got a little niece. She's 5 months old and I haven't seen her for a few months. So I really want to see her and then go to church and see friends and just go out for a bit.
You all will be returning to Cape Town to continue your studies at Red Cross Children's Hospital. How are you all feeling about that?
I think, okay, I shouldn't speak for everyone. There's this anxiety to get back, and I really want to complete the course because the lockdown has basically dragged a lot of things out. It's left a lot of uncertainty about what's the next step, where to from here. So there's this anxiousness to get back into the wards so that we can complete our degree.
This year, we are all celebrating the International Year of Nurses. Why did you all decide to become nurses?
I think we all have special stories. So for me, I believe that everybody is born with a special mission in life. And for me, since I was a young girl, I played with dolls and animals like teddy bears, and they were always sick when I played with them. That's the way I pretended. So for me, being a children's nurse is like a childhood dream come true. I don't know if everybody else wants to chip in.
So I don't think I chose nursing. I think it chose me, especially child nursing, because when I was young, I wasn't too fond of babies, especially when they cried and stuff. But once I got to university and I started the course, then it grew on me. So I knew I was in the right place. And when I entered the pediatric ward, it was my first time seeing so many children at once. But then after like a week, I found myself playing with the children. And so I knew that this is where I really wanted to be. So for me, I won't say it's something that I wanted to do when I was a small girl or whatever. I think it was basically God's plan for my life, and that's how I ended up here.
For me, I always knew that I wanted to help sick people. I remember at home growing up, even if there's someone who's sick, I would actually look after them. Or even if it's an animal that is sick, I would actually do something. I had a passion for people that are helpless. So when I passed my matric, I knew that I wanted to be a nurse or a doctor. So yeah, I ended up doing nursing. But when it comes to children's nursing, really, I also didn't know that I would specialize in children. But then I was allocated in a pediatric ward, and I felt so passionate about sick children. And I knew that that was my area of speciality because I saw them so innocent. Seeing kids sick and helpless, when they are sick, you can actually see that they are sick. And when they are better, they reward you with a smile. And for me, that was something that I knew that this is where I belong.
My story is much the same as Nadia's. I never had any intention of being a nurse or dreaming about being a nurse as a child. I also think it was just placed on my path. It was set out for me. So yeah, it was one morning, got a phone call from a family member saying, oh, there's still openings. Don't you maybe want to try and apply? And that's how the story starts. And yeah, I am.
What message do you have for patients and their families during this time of the coronavirus?
I think it's a scary time for a lot of people, but I think it's important to keep on spreading a message of hope. So patients that are getting better, the interviews that you guys are doing, messages of hope to keep people encouraged, because it is a stressful time. But a lot of people, even if they get sick, they also get better, which is what Red Cross does. It helps children get better. And I think we need to remember that message of hope in the difficult time that we know.
Is there anything else you guys would like to say?
During this pandemic, all that is in my heart is to say, I think what is killing people more is fear. I just want to say to people out there, even if you get diagnosed with corona, there's still hope. Just hold on and stick to all the precautionary measures and everything that you have to do. Otherwise, people are recovering from this. I knew everyone was afraid that this is a deadly virus that is killing people, but we've seen some recoveries. So let us not lose hope. Let us trust God and know that even if one is diagnosed, you can still recover and continue with your life.
Well, thank you all for that. I really enjoyed the interview. It was really informative. And seeing a nursing student and someone that is actually busy studying at university, seeing their point of view with regards to the coronavirus. And to all the listeners out there, I know it's a tough time, but we have to stay positive and keep well and keep safe. Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.